Welcome back.
You know, I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you.
In a career that started in the late 60s and included his version of Jerry Jeff Walker's song, Mr. Bojangles, David Bromberg made an indelible mark on American music, genre jumping from folk, blues, and rock to bluegrass, country, jazz. He's played solo, been a band leader, a sought-after session man, and a producer. The Beastie Boys even sampled the guitar riff from David's song Sharon for their song Johnny Royal. Now on his rootsy new CD, David Bromberg has asked a dream team of artists to use him to front their songs. The lineup includes Dr. John, Los Lobos, Linda Ronstadt, and Widespread Panic. That's Old Neighborhood, sung by David Bromberg on his new CD, Use Me. The Boston Globe calls it a terrific listen. We agree, as David joins us from WVUD in Newark, Delaware. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm not exactly sure that my mark on music is indelible. It might be delible.
Meaning what?
Well, who knows?
I guess this is
I'm fairly obscure to the general public. Musicians know me.
You're not obscure to a lot of the general public, but I hear what you're saying is that, you know, you are a musician's musician. And why these musicians? I mean, why not, one would say. But why in particular Dr. John, Levon Helm, John Hiatt, Be Still My Heart? You know, what was the thinking?
Well, you've just named, for example, three people I've known for well over 30 years. And I asked each of them to write a song for me, or in some cases select a song, and then to produce me doing it, which is why I named the CD Use Me.
Well, and so in your mind, these were just asking your friends to do something. In our minds, you know, these are these incredible musicians.
Well, not all of them were friends, I have to say. For example, Vince Gill, I knew about Vince Gill when he was playing bluegrass in Colorado. But the first time I ever met him face-to-face was at his home where we recorded.
Well, and let's listen to Lookout Mountain Girl, which was the song from Vince Gill on your CD.
Look out, mountain girl, from the hill,
from the hill.
Tennessee.
What did John Hiatt play in this new CD?
Well, John Hiatt provided a lot of the inspiration for it. John and Lyle Lovett were doing a concert in Wilmington, and they phoned me and asked me if I'd come to the concert and bring a guitar. I thought they wanted me to accompany them, but they wanted me to sing some of my songs. So I did. It was just delightful. And at the end of the evening, John said, you know, you ought to come down to Nashville and we can fool around in my studio. I was just very happy about this idea, and I was talking it over with my wife, and she said, well, why don't you get him to write you a song and produce you down there? That's how the idea for the CD grew.
Use You, and John Hiatt did. Here's the song, Ride On Out A Ways.
And I'd love to tell you something, I'd love to tell you something, baby, but whatever would be the right thing to say. Yeah, I don't know. When things quiet down around here, let's you and I step around, saddle up, and ride on out of way. When things quiet down around here, baby, let's you and I step around, saddle up, and ride on out of way.
See, David Bromberg, I got to say, that voice sounds pretty indelible to me. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, especially as you're throwing out these names of some of these artists, many of them are, you know, better known names. Perhaps.
Oh, they're all better known, no question.
Okay. Why do you think that is?
You have to understand that I stopped playing completely for 22 years.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
My career was on an upward angle. But I got burnt out, and I was too dumb to realize that it was only burnout, or I would have taken 6 or 9 months off and hit it again. Mm. I thought I wasn't a musician anymore. So I decided I needed to find another way to live my life. I went to a violin making school. I'd always been kind of fascinated with the instrument. And what interested me most was how a person could pick up a violin and without referring to the label, which the labels are very often misleading, could identify when and where it was made and sometimes by whom. And that's what I wanted to learn. And that's what I spent 22 years studying before I moved to Delaware and opened my own shop. And that's what I continue to study.
Isn't that something? Well, now you're back again with this new CD, Use Me. That's David Bromberg we're talking to. And all sorts of musicians did use him on this CD, contributing songs. And you also connected for the CD with Levon Helm, who we're thinking at that time, was he dealing with the throat cancer?
He'd beaten the throat cancer. At the time when we recorded, however, he was recovering from the removal of a benign growth on his cord, so he couldn't talk. So we got Larry Campbell to produce the sessions.
Huh. Well, we're going to talk about Larry Campbell in a second, but meanwhile, Levon Helm does play drums on a version of one of your songs. It's called Tongue.
Kissing you goodbye.
So David Bromberg, as we said, Larry Campbell produced that song, plays guitar on it. You and he also collaborated on another song.
With Levon.
Oh, with Levon as well.
And with Levon,
called,
yeah.
Called Bring It With You When You Come.
Yeah, which I thought was a little more in tune with the stuff that Levon's been doing lately.
Oh, hello, operator. What's the matter with my mind? I got to talk to that good gal of mine. I'm wild about my loving. I got to have my... If you want to be a girl of mine, you better bring it with you when you come. Send for the doctor, get the chief of police. The women in this town, they just won't give me no peace. I'm wild about my loving. I got to have my fun. If you want to be a gal of mine, you better bring it with you.
So, David Bromberg, is there something that connects these songs besides the fact that you're working with these other musicians? You know, it feels sort of back porchy to us. Is there something there?
There's nothing that connects them except me. And it was a humbling experience because these are very busy people. And the other remarkable thing about it is they knew exactly how to use me. You know, people say that you can hear my character through it all, but you can also hear the character of the people I was dealing with through it all.
David Bromberg, again, the new CD, Use Me. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you for your interest.
But oh, baby, 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 when you love me, I can't get enough. If it feels this good getting used, you can keep on using me until you use me up. Yeah, until you use me.